Yes, indeed. 11 minutes now after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, July the 25th. And anytime you hear this, the song Kokomo over the airwaves here on WTCM on the Crystal Frost Show, you know that a special guest is in studio, and she usually brings another special guest. So Bonnie Pintozzi, welcome back. The Travel Authority, a little travel talk here.
Well, thanks, Crystal. It's called the buddy system. It's fun. So today I'm going to, let me just, before I introduce our guest, who's been on our show but not in studio in the past, we, as the Travel Authority, our agents get a lot of requests because people really want to have kind of that customization. They want to have that ideal vacation when they come into our office. And there's a thought that goes through our mind when we start asking these qualifying questions, mm-hmm. which we've had these discussions on the air before. You know, somebody will go in and goes, I'm just looking to fly to San Diego, for instance, or France, someplace. And we'll say, okay, that's great. Will you need a hotel while you're there? And they go, well, yeah, okay. Will you need a rental car? Yeah, we had thought about doing that. Well, let us show you how we can customize it, save you money, and put all that flexibility in place. And we do it 9 out of 10 times with Delta Vacations.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a discussion with the Delta Vacations person who's been on with us before, Cindy Vesno, in studio today, Business Development Manager for Delta Vacations.
Aloha.
Yes, and Cindy, if you just want to get your microphone a little closer, you're in studio. You're real life.
I know. This is some good stuff.
Look at this.
Yeah, and you're looking good today.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. You look fantastic. let's talk a little about the Delta difference here.
Yeah, well, you know, Delta is our hometown carrier, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, if you have any travel plans around Michigan, your safest, best bet is Delta, right? And
always,
so
yeah.
If you're on Delta, you should be on either Delta, booked through Delta, or Delta Vacations. And Travel Authority does that very, very well. A lot of benefits. You want the real deal. You want to be booked directly with Delta. We're wholly owned. We have all the advantages. And we have a great partner here in Traverse City.
Well, those unpublished airfares, when you start putting everything together,
yeah,
makes a difference. And, I mean, we talk about all the different things you can do, the destinations, and it's, you're worldwide. Let's put that in perspective.
Right.
A lot of times we're talking about destinations that are international, but you're worldwide, you're within the United States, you're close to home, there's everything that goes with it. And one of the things that, when we look at it, people are looking in vacations, let's say, by interest. So let's thinking about maybe a luxury vacation, or are you thinking about a honeymoon,
ooh,
or the most popular is destination weddings.
Oh,
and
yeah,
who wants to go see Mickey Mouse? Without a doubt.
Always.
We can do all those types of things as well. And then you start looking at, you know, some of the groups that we've done in the past. We've mm-hmm. been using Delta Vacations for years. We're going to go skiing. We'll be thinking about that soon. Tours and river cruises, there's ways in which to put all this together. Dive vacations, am I cutting, you know, close to some of your things on your list, right?
Right.
How about all-inclusive vacations? All the different opportunities that exist out there. And we can get you there with Delta Vacations.
Yeah, you know, Bonnie, I was just thinking when you said that, do you remember back in the day
mm-hmm.
when you went to Ireland, you'd fly to Chicago first on one carrier
mm-hmm.
and connect to another?
Yes.
The coolest thing is right now in Michigan from multiple cities, which you all sell,
mm-hmm.
you can get anywhere in the world. Like you said, you know, we're selling Tahiti, South Pacific, Australia,
no,
New Zealand. We're off the charts. We're selling South Africa, but we are selling huge Europe right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of Hawaii.
And let's talk about it, because we have a sign outside our door on our little street out there that says Hawaii on sale. And when we see these types of opportunities with airfares that are coming and bundling this and the vacations and everything, and people are going, well, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
With Delta Vacations.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Hawaii for a second, because there's a little concern that because of the lava flow and things like that, people aren't going. People are going.
People,
and it's still
going.
Safe.
Oh, it's so safe. You know, this the area on the Big Island is 10 miles square.
Mm-hmm.
And I vacationed there this year.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times it's better when you find these places where the media has frightened so many people of going. Those are your best buys, aren't they?
Yeah.
And here's a story about Bonnie. Bonnie, I remember probably 10, 15 years ago, I got a call from upper management that said, what is that woman doing in Traverse City? How did she take 180 people to Hawaii in 1 month? And I said, you have good fares. Yeah. And that's what's going on now, right, Bonnie?
We took advantage of the group opportunity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We said, okay, let's do a come along. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's enjoy ourselves. And it was amazing. I still remember so many of the people that were on those trips with us. But we kept finding the inventory because every time we would take it away for the group, they'd replenish it. So we were just going in and grabbing those seats left and right.
From every city you could grab. Michigan.
Yeah. And outside of Michigan.
And that is, I mean, because people are still interested in going to Hawaii and then going back to your conversation about is it safe, you had a really good point there. People are getting scared because you have the media that's going, oh no, there's lava everywhere. Well, that would be kind of like saying in Grand Traverse County there's a car accident at the corner of South Airport and Garfield.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean the entire county is in an accident, right?
Believe me, Delta Vacations, the travel authority, would never try to sell something if we knew that you were going to be in harm's
way.
So we keep on top of it. I know your company does, Cindy, all the time because you know, you have the flights going in and out just all over and lots of people there. But when you look at the information that we pull from the various sources that we have, you are talking about maybe 2% of the land mass in a sense, right?
Yeah, and the other thing is just a good plug here for both Travel Authority and Delta Vacations. You know, our customer service is amazing. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Doesn't matter where you are. Pick up the phone. We'll make sure you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said with having a company that has your back. And we've just won, again, several awards because we've covered our passengers so well. So back to Hawaii. You know, whenever I'm asked my favorite spot in the world, I do hesitate and think about it because there's so many. But it always goes back to Hawaii. And right now, with that given advantage in the airfare, and this time of year, by the way, is the absolute best time to book any vacation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the time of year in the Midwest where our hoteliers come to us and say, we'll offer an early booking discount.
Mm-hmm.
And then we match it. So besides our already heavily discounted airfares, and I'll throw that back at you, Bonnie, because I know you've been finding them, we also have a discount that our company throws in, and the hotels want these early bookings. So take 10 minutes out of your day, gang, and look at your calendar, because now's the time to book.
It is a time to book. And when we talk also about, let's say, in Mexico, we are, right now, we are just inundated, which is great, with people coming in and trying to get their vacation set up for the winter, even for the fall. They really need to kind of get away a little bit. And, you know, some of the hotels will have kids stay free. There's a lot of different things that go on, but there's promotions that are part of it. But when you look at the vacation news and everything, think about the specials that are going on. Because Delta will send it to us and we get these things to say, hey, get a jump on it.
Right.
Well, we kind of pay attention to that. We call our clients and let them know. So what is that jump?
The jump is up to 65% off of the hotel room rates. And that is very, very serious. Our buying power is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Collectively, between the Delta and Delta Vacations, we have some strong relationships out there. And we have this huge discount. And it will go on through August. So I'm telling you, if you're interested in any travels at any time to Mexico, Florida, Caribbean, right now is the time to get those dates on your books. And Mexico, again, can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, certainly. Go ahead.
Always the first place I think of to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people think, oh, gosh, is it safe in Mexico?
Yeah.
And you have some of these most popular destinations like Cancun.
Yes.
It's amazing. I mean, you can fly on nonstop flights several times a day there and back. The price is amazing. There isn't anywhere that knows how to service Americans better than Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really get us.
They've been doing it three generations.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing is Cancun. You know, there's all the new places to go, which are awesome. Totally love Cabo, you know, love to do Puerto Vallarta. But Cancun, it's the new Miami Beach kind of feel. Mm-hmm. They've taken the older hotels, they're revamping them, and they are some cool places to stay. Mm-hmm. So for some great value, I would highly rethink Cancun.
Yeah. Now, as you mentioned earlier, Europe is on fire. There's so many things going on. So why is that the case?
Well, you know, our U.S. dollar is still really strong. People are comfortable with traveling to so many destinations. Now, you know, we have everybody from the baby boomers who want to get it off our off their bucket lists. I just talked to my good friend Rachel last night, and she's going, you know, I want to know why I still can walk. I want to get to Glasgow and some different cities that she said. And I said, go. Mm-hmm. Go to the south of France.
Right.
Right now, it is an amazing time to go. Our airfares are wonderful.
Yes.
They're not good. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
And yes, Crystal, wonderful.
I can't wait.
And just a quick comment on that is our first class, business class, Delta One, Comfort Plus, our upgraded seatings on the aircraft are hugely reduced. As Bonnie said earlier, if you can package in a 3-night hotel or a 5-day car, we're not talking about a little bit of money. We're talking about $1,000 or thousands to get up front.
We know what we love. In our office, we have 10 travel consultants mm-hmm. in our office, and Cindy comes up and updates us as well. That's why also she's in town today. When we start seeing some of these airfares and we start seeing some of the Delta Vacation pricing when they're putting it together, all of a sudden I start getting requests for vacation.
Right.
Because our staff is using them. They're going, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I can go over to such and such for this. I've called a couple couples of friends of ours. We're going.
So I'm super excited about Delta Comfort because I'm taking this international trip and I opted in for this.
Bravo.
Which means that I have, people think, 4 inches of extra leg room. That is the most amazing thing. And you have that dedicated bin space. So you're not mm-hmm. worried about, you know, people going, oh, no, that's my spot. And then your stuff getting moved
around. Or moving it all around.
Really. Or moving it around. I'm so excited about that part because I've never used that before.
Well, you know, Delta has won Airline of the Year 7 years in a row with business mm-hmm. travel. And it's a secret sauce that they have. Every employee is tied into it. They have given year-end bonuses higher than any other company
wow.
in history because the employees all tie together to make sure those experiences are awesome, just like your Comfort Plus.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear stories about employees running from one end of the terminal to the other to just mm-hmm. make an experience better for customers. So you traveling on Delta alone, mm-hmm. I think you're going to see that. And in Comfort Plus, you will notice the difference.
It's the little extras
yes.
that I think that people don't really think about. But when you are handed, you know, even a complimentary headset, mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, gosh, I don't have to bring my own. Or you're handed a pillow and you don't have to bring your own. That's
yeah. right.
a big deal.
And you're traveling a bit of a distance,
oh,
so
yeah.
comfort is really important yeah. because, you know, that's a long flight, uh-huh. and it's something that, but even short flights, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a point of difference. Cindy, before we lose our time here, let's talk about maybe what's trending out there. What
yeah.
do you see as far as some of the destinations? Because I knew I had a recent interview on the Azores. And that's
uh-huh.
and isn't that an amazing area? And I know
uh-huh.
you're doing some teaching on that.
Yes,
one,
I am.
Aren't
I'm
you?
Doing it at the university this year.
Yes,
Azores is an amazing spot. Very mystical, a lot like a New Zealand feel, but much much closer. And it's just somewhere new. The shell has been cracked. We can sneak in there, and so often that's important to do before it gets overpopulated or over-traveled. I know I was talking to some people last night about Cinque Terre in Italy, and we were comparing, you know, what it's like today versus what it was 10 years ago when I went. And it's so nice to be able to get into destinations that are trending like Azores when it's fresh.
Well,
so
it's
a lot
like
of
Iceland.
That.
It's like Iceland.
Oh, Iceland,
What I loved about this interview, Iceland is really trying to protect what they have that made them so popular to go to. They don't want to overbuild. They don't want to just create this environment where there's different fast foods and all these different things. The Azores, the people are doing the exact same thing. They want to protect their area. They don't want that growth, even though the economies of most countries are really, you know, built on tourism. They want to control it, too, because it's a clean air, clean environment. It's everything. It's what, 400 miles, and there's like nine different little kind of interconnecting islands.
There. Yes.
And it's an amazing thing. Somebody described it that came back and said, it's paradise. And, you know, and today it's really kind of fun. I mean, Colleen has the ultimate bucket list.
Yeah,
here.
She does. She's going to get
she's got to
be checking things
out. She's
got to
be checking stuff out, but things are a little different like that. But, you know, the trending that is going on is amazing because it's all the different lifestyles are going along with it. All the things that we want to do, we're kind of, as we've been aging fairly well these days. So we're maybe retirement and we're ready to just seek out our adventures. And we're doing that now.
There's so many people who are chasing soft adventures, you know, of all ages. It's really is a trend. And what you were saying about people going to find that clean, fresh air, that quality, that nature, they want destinations that preserve it. I mean, even here in Michigan, we have to fight to preserve what people travel so far to see are clean, fresh waters. And that's throughout the world,
well,
people are looking for that.
And two shout-outs, without a doubt. Pure Michigan has done wonders for what we're doing. And, and as I tell my friends who see the ads on TV and they call me and they say, where is that? I said, that's where I live.
That's where we are.
It's our own destination.
So what term did you just use? Soft
adventure. Soft adventure. Are you a soft adventurer?
Yes. And, you know, the thing is, that takes some of the intimidation away from it. You know, like adventures, sometimes you feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm too old for that, or I'm not strong
enough. Yeah, I don't work out
at
the gym every day and lift weights. No, well, that's not what we're talking about.
Right, but it's something that everybody can do, or almost everybody.
Right, exactly.
Yes. And you're right, and they should. They should go ahead and try it, especially, you know, with the trips that we've put together, because you're with people who are good quality tour operators.
Absolutely. And, you know, just listening to the two of you, and obviously, Cindy, we've spoken to you over the phone before, but to see both of you in person, I'm looking at two women who have definitely changed the game when it comes to travel, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and L Tour Company, and, of course, Cindy Vesno from Delta Vacations. You've made it accessible to anyone, and all people have to do is pick up the phone, walk into one of the Travel Authority offices, and just say, here's where I want to go, how do I get there? And you guys will make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
We always do. I mean, it's something that I'm so proud of and honored to work with the travel consultants that I do every single day, because as Cindy knows and has known them for years, they are extremely talented, extremely experienced. And we're always going to be focused on what our client wants to do and give them the best advice possible.
And you don't have to go it alone. And I think that's the best thing about this. Oh, that fired early. The best thing about it is that you have someone who's holding your hand, so to speak, and saying,
somebody's got your back.
They got your back.
There's any natural issues that
while you're on the road, while you're everything.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
We're here.
Absolutely.
So Delta Vacations with a little Delta Dawn. And I love this because I do know that you can have savings from sunrise to sunset and on Delta and beyond. So thank you so much, Cindy and Bonnie.
You bet.
That flower you have on, could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's
still calls her baby.